in German came once from Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach. He wanted to learn Halacha. It was a mutzlach, Baruch Hashem, he was Matzliach, he was Mechab Asforim after it. He went up to Shlomo Zalman and he asked him, I want to learn Halacha. What the Rebbe tells me to choose? What kind of Halachas to start? So Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach told him, start to learn Hilchei Shabbos. He said, why Hilchei Shabbos? So Rav Zalman said, I'm not telling you because the Chofetz Chaim said that if you don't learn Hilchei Shabbos, you for sure mechal Shabbos every week. He says, because Shabbos, every 7 days it's Shabbos. Every 7 days. So a seventh of your life, you'll be in Shabbos. He said, at least a seventh of your life, you will behave. So chut that a person has to know. But I want to speak, maybe this week, next week, maybe 2-3 weeks, about the avoda of Shabbos, not the chelik ha'aloche, but a person that knows what is Shabbos and prepares himself to Shabbos and takes on himself hanogis and nechoines, how Shabbos has to look. I want to be asked it that Be'ezus Hashem, when a person will be 40, 50, 60, his kids will say, our grandfather, Shabbos by him is a special zach. Some people, by them, this mitzvah they're very into. Shabbos, by my grandfather, Shabbos is something special. Shabbos is something that he keeps, mamish, he keeps Shabbos. Shabbos is something that he's very careful about. And this avoda, this is the time be'etzem, it's animal in the winter, it's Shabbos, it's a tkufa, but there's no yomim tovim. A person could take on himself to work, to take Shabbos, to make Shabbos special, to make Shabbos yotze min haklal. So we'll start. I want me to start with Seder avoda. There's a lot of chalokim in the avodah of Shabbos. I'm saying a person that takes it on himself, it's only a question of a habit to get used to doing it. It's not a heavy zachar. But after you start to do it and it becomes a chalik from you, all of your life, Shabbos is something special. So I'll start a little bit with the amkes, then we'll go more to the practic halemaisa to come to this avodah. The first thing is, we have to know Shabbos, shteit in Sforim, is 3 avoidas in Shabbos. Speaking the light, I'm not going into the oimek, I'm speaking mamish, and the gvul of pshat. There's 3 chalokim in Shabbos. The Tur explains, and every Yom Tev, the same davening repeats himself. Yom Tev by night, Yom Tev in the morning, Yom Tev mincha, we daven the same tefillah. Grade Musaf, was can tell, every korban has a different korban. But the 3 tefillahs, Rosh Hashanah, the 3 tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah are the same tefillahs. Yom Kippur. The tefillahs, Od Chazal Zashat, the beauty. The tefillahs are the same tefillahs. It repeats himself. Shabbos, the 3 tefillahs of Shabbos, back of you. The 3 tefillahs of Shabbos are 3 different tefillahs. By night we daven 1 tefillah, in the morning we daven a different tefillah, and mincha we daven a different tefillah. 3 different words, 3 different kinds of tefillahs. The Tur tells on this kasha. The same thing in every Yom Tov, we eat 2 meals. Shabbos, we eat shalosh sudas. We eat 3 sudas. Why every Yom Tov gets only 2 meals? Shabbos gets 3 meals. Zog the Tur, 3 meals, 3 davening, 3 things happen in Shabbos. And in every chelik of Shabbos, we'll get to it, we'll come to the Madrege, we'll explain, we work taka on 1 chelik of the avoda of Shabbos. The first Shabbos is called Shabbos Maise Bereshis. Shabbos is a zecher le Maise Bereshis. We believe that Hashem created the world, Shisha Yomim, Vayonach Bayoim Ashvi. This is Shabbos. This is one avoider of Shabbos. Forget it. As a second avoider, Shabbos Matan Toiro. Matono Toivo Yeshli Bebeis Gnozai, V'Shabbos Shmo, V'Ani Roitze Litno LeYisrael. Hashem gave us a present. He gave us Shabbos. As a third Shabbos, Shabbos Le'osid Lovoi, Le'yoyim Shekuloi Shabbos Menucho Le'chaye Oilom. These are the three halakim of Shabbos. And the three tefillos of Shabbos is connected to these three halakim. If you start the tefillah of Leil Shabbos, Shmonesre of Leil Shabbos, Ato kidash tesei mashvi l'shimcho, tachlis maise shomayim v'oretz. V'chinkosu b'sei osecho, v'yechulu ha-shomayim v'oretz. We say it in davening, we say it in kiddush. We're all busy for v'yechulu. After the tefillah we say v'yechulu. Leil Shabbos finishes, you will never hear v'yechulu anymore. This is it, we pack it away. Shabbos morning you say v'yechulu, not in davening, not in kiddush, no Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, we're busy with Vayichulu Hashemayim Ve'oretz. Because the avoido of Leil Shabbos is Shabbos Ma'isa Bereishis. I'm saying, I will explain later to get mamish to the parasha that every bacher could be oved to come to these madrigas. But you know, if you know the picture, Rutner says that in Avodas Hashem, if a person doesn't know where he's heading, you know, he only works little steps, you never get nowhere. If a person knows where he's going to, we know the Mahalach. This is the first Shabbos. And we have Suda Shabbos, Lil Shabbos, and the people that know the Mechadim, the Kavones, Lil Shabbos, we work on Shabbos, Ma'isa Bereshis. What it means, we'll see the Pshat, the Oymek, and the Soit. But this is Shabbos, Ma'isa Bereshis. This is Shabbos by night. Shabbos in the morning, it's Amda Shabbos in Gatsi. Shabbos Matan Teire. We start davening. Yismach Moshe v'mat naschelkoi. Ki evet ne'am ol korosoloi, v'om b'lefonecho, והיריד בהם שתי לוחה סבונים וקוסו בהם שמיר השבס. שבס, כשבוך הוא גבס השבס. ושומו בני ישראל את השבס, כי אויס בריסי, את הבריס. גם זה זך, את הבריס. Not only that, the Gemara says, גוי ששובס חייב ניסה. Why? He steals it. It's a present of ours. He's a garbage, right? He's not allowed to rest. Why? But after Shabbos belongs to us, the guy is a ganav. He's not allowed to steal it. So Shabbos morning. This is the present of Shabbos. Hashem gave us a Shabbos. And this Shabbos, the Shabbos Matan Teire, Klal Yisrael, we'll see what it means, Kabbalah Sateire. Hakol Moedim Shebe Shabbos Nitno Teiro. This is the Suda of the day, it's connected to Shabbos, that is called Shabbos Matan Teire. Mincha, we have a different Shabbos. I'm saying, the associating tool, you say that word. Ato echod, v'shimcho echod, u'miki amcho go Yisroel, go echod ba'oretz, v'oy ha'ashem le'melech, v'oy ha'ashem echod u'shmo echod. This is la'osid lovoy. Menucha shleimo, menucha s'emes, v'avo, v'hashket, v'vetcho. This is what Klal Yisroel will have, la'osid lovoy. This is Shabbos, la'osid lovoy. And this comes till Shalashudis, what is called Raivin the Raivin, what is called the higher madrigas of the end of Shabbos. It's not stamps, it's the end of Shabbos. Kivyochel, a person comes to what we say, Shabbos me'enoy lemaba, one of the Zmiris, one of the Eben Ezra, me'enoy lem Shabbos, Shabbos menucha, me'enoy lemaba. This is, we get to that feeling, we get to that touch when we come to Mincha, when we come to the end of Shabbos, what it's called, the Raivin and the Sforim, this is the end, this is Be'etzem, what every Yid will come to us, Yidlavoi, Le'yom Shekuloi Shabbos, U'menucha lechai Yidlavoi. These are the three avoiders. That when a person comes to the teichen of the avoides, when a person comes to the teichen of Shabbos, he will come to these three madregas, and he will feel it over Shabbos, and he has what to be oved over Shabbos. But to start to get to this avone, I want to start Be'etzem from the beginning, from the Seder HaAvoda. We got ready to the Raivin of Raivin. This is mamish the end. We will get Be'ez Hashem to the Raivin of Raivin to feel Me'ein Olam Haba Shabbos Menucha. The Gemara says, Omru Olav Al Hillel. Aber Shammai, he will go to the market. Sunday he will find something, he will say, for Shabbos Kodesh. Monday he will find something else, he will say, oh, this is better, he will eat. He will eat the first thing, second thing, every day. Nimtzo kol achilosu l'shem Shabbos, on the Gemara. Hillel midah acheresu yoyis eloi. Baruch Hashem, yom yom, mihara bitochem. Straight in the Gemara, that Shabbos, not only that it's an Indian to have one day Shabbos, the way Shammai HaZaken lived, and Hillel would live like that also, if not that Hillel would have a special bitochum, from Sunday to start to prepare for Shabbos. This was the week of Shammai. Sunday, you're getting ready for Shabbos. The Ramban state, I don't know most, I think most people state the davening for that part, he says Shir Shel Yoyim. Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos, Revi'i B'Shabbos. The Ramban state, we count the Shabbos. The whole week, Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos, Revi'i B'Shabbos, Chamishi B'Shabbos, Shishi B'Shabbos. We count for Shabbos. Chazal say, Mi she'torach be'erev Shabbos, hu yoichal b'Shabbos. It's not stam, practical. If you prepare Friday, you will have what to eat Shabbos. Avad, if you didn't prepare before Shabbos, you would not have to have. Shabbos needs a achon. Shabbos needs preparation. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to go on a boat. Ein mafligim shloish yomim koidim ha-Shabbos. Shabbos needs a achon le Shabbos. Aleph. I'll explain it a bit more. Beis. Shabbos Be'etzem is the easiest avoida and the highest madrega, and I will explain. Shabbos is the easiest avoida. The yesod of Shabbos starts from all the mitzvahs. It's a very high mitzvah, very physical, very practical. A nice suit, a nice tie, nice food, nice socks. Some people are makbid on Shabbos shoes. Yeah. All different chitzonius dike zachen. Shabbos shoes is a malbush or not. But a person like Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us first the metzias that everyone could do. Everyone could have a clean suit for Shabbos. Everyone could have a clean shirt for Shabbos. Everyone could get ready for Shabbos. Everyone could have good food in his room for Shabbos. Everyone could buy an extra thing in his room for Shabbos. And everyone could put a tablecloth in his room for Shabbos. This is easy. I think this is... Every bacher could do it. Nothing is stopping a boy to do it. But that design, a grace, a bal madrege, you know, a kodesh v'toro, to know to do it. And what are the mitzvah in Shabbos? To eat nice meals, to eat good. Shele b'Shabbos, tainuk. When all these are... But these and the right achone bring us to the highest madrege. And why it's like that? In the Goyen state, that is different achilles and klal Yisrael. As I said in Goyen, the Goyen says we have the achilu lemoshe in Yerushalayim. You have achilles koyanim at Beis Hamikdash. You have achile. He says from Shlomo HaMelech that b'shas Yom Kippur with the main Chanukas Abayis. Shlomo HaMelech gave everyone to eat. And you have the Achille of Moshe Rabbeinu B'Shivim Askeinim V'yechzes Elohim V'yechlu V'yishtu. And this is Be'etzem Me'ein Olam Abba. The Tavkid in the end is that the Gashmis and the Ruchnis bundle together and will be Zeichet. And one more Akdama before I'm starting the Ma'ase. In Sforim state that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Shabbos because once a week if a person manages that the Gashmias becomes Ruchmias, this is the way that the whole week could become a chosh of a person. This changes the person. A person that will know how to handle a Shabbos, he could become Kodosh, he could become Tohir himself, he could climb up miles and miles on Sigufim. Oh, this is the leichter way, it's the easiest way. And again, you have to know, the reason that it's kedai to follow this path, to work on the avodah of Shabbos, it's not only because it's kedai. You know, it's a mitzvah eser, because also the Shabbos oinig. Zochul v'shomoy. What I'm telling you to do is the toichen. It's a mitzvah eser d'oraisa, and every person that does these things is mekayim a mitzvah eser d'oraisa. It's not like, sheina hanoges, sheina chumres, sheina kavones. It's a mitzvah eser that everyone has. So I want to start b'tchilas ha-dvorim. We'll start b'tchilas ha-dvorim. The first hachana for Shabbos is a person takes on himself the hachana for Shabbos. And I want really maybe to speak on two parts of the hachana of Shabbos. One part of the hachana for Shabbos is nice clothes, kavadika clothes. But I will explain. I want to be very practical. We're starting from the lowest. Lama zogon, a person has a nice suit for Shabbos. A nice shirt for Shabbos. A nice tie, yeah? A nice hat for Shabbos. Sucks. It doesn't feel so important to change the cover Shabbos, yeah? It has, not. So the pshat, this person, he's not getting ready for Shabbos. He likes to look good. He's to measure himself. He's changing all of his clothes to cover Shabbos. But he's not changing all of his clothes to cover Shabbos. Everyone can understand. He's doing it l'kavod Shabbos, so he's not doing it l'kavod Shabbos. Not only that. Lama Zogin, he's away in a camp somewhere. And there no one, all of the people of Hakel, they have Monday clothes for Shabbos. And there he doesn't put on a Shabbos suit. Or 5 minutes after Shabbos already, he takes off his tie, he leaves it open, his hat is somewhere else. So he's not getting dressed. If he's Machshav Shabbos, only 5 months. Shabbos wants like Erev Shabbos to look with the tie. This is the halacha. Shabbos needs the tie from 6 o'clock till 7 Erev Shabbos. But like Moshe and Minche, Shabbos doesn't like a tie. I see a lot of bochum go without a tie Shabbos afternoon. I thought that maybe all these boys don't own ties. Went to the tab, they're sure. They're going to sign the ties. They said the bochum will not use their kind of ties anyway. Yeah. So I'm not saying sometimes maybe it's very hot. I'm saying again, I'm not trying really to speak specific against. I want really to get to Shabbos. I'm just giving mishalim that a person will know to measure himself. If he really, my father was makpid. Sometimes I was good. Shabbos suda, he sits with a hat and jacket. Doesn't take it off. That's it. You have to know. Sometimes it gets dirty after 4 days dry clean. Again, it's the to the Metzius. The guest, he every time made him to take off. He said, Oynik Shabbos. He said, his father sat like this in Shabbos. So, I understand if my father sits like this because his father sat, I also have to sit like that. And I'll tell you, it's the man of Rabuzga. Yingalites sometimes come over. They want to have a Shabbos meal. And that doesn't go. Yeah? So I tell you, if you don't manage to make a Shabbos meal, the first thing, keep your hat and jacket on. Sit like in a suit of Shabbos. Don't bring newspapers to the table. I'm not saying the chitzonius is kibbutz as Shabbos. I'm just saying, person, Shabbos afternoon, he goes to a walk in the street without a hand and jacket. So what is Shabbos clothes exactly? For davening? What by him means Shabbos clothes? I'm not saying now that a person has to 24 hours in Shabbos stay with his hat and jacket, yeah? And when he learns, he can take off his jacket for sure, Talmud Torah, can I get cooler? But I'm trying to explain, a person has to machshiv Shabbos clothes for Shabbos. He has to think on himself. He puts himself in Gansen. So after an hour, he was yaitz already. The tie goes off, everything goes off. Yeah, I'm for sure. But he heard the shmuz at the beginning, he started to speak of Shabbos clothes. He says, yeah, this for sure I keep. Yeah? No, he's not sure if this is what he keeps exactly. Does he Shabbos clothes? Again, even in the Shabbos clothes. Is clothes that nishluach hachomim noicha emenu. It's for a shtick, yeah? It's nishkan Shabbos clothes. Nishkan Shabbos clothes. He's going to the king. When Mashiach will come, he also thinks to go with this way, it's called patai. I'm saying again, I'm not a maven exactly. What is yogirech, what's nishgirech? Shabbos? This is Shabbos stick? It's chitzonius. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this chitzonius, the alav beis of Shabbos. You're getting ready for Shabbos. I'm getting dressed lekovet Shabbos Kodesh. Some people say it. They say Anshe Maise. I'm taking a shower lekovet Shabbos Kodesh. Mishnah Berurah says everything that you prepare is better to say. I'm preparing lekovet Shabbos Kodesh. Hakol yofel apsomim. Moses says the Amira adds, I'm getting dressed for Shabbos. Listen, I have too much hair. I'll take a haircut for Shabbos. Covered Shabbos. Not, I shaved the day before, so I don't have to shave today for Shabbos. Fuck up. I want to do it in the covered Shabbos. This is the Aleph. The Begodim. The covered Shabbos. There's an Indian not to wear Shabbos clothes during the week. So they state. Even Sunday morning. Even Sunday morning was a yid that was nifter near where I lived. Tayre yid, mamish, I call him Alam Allah Chafetz Chaim. Tayre yid. So I went to Menachem Ovel. I heard that from his kids. I didn't know that, you know, he was a big professor somewhere. They decided he left everything. He came to Yerushalayim. He wanted to be close to Hashem. His kids told me every morning he would close himself 5 minutes in his room. He would get dressed in Shabbos clothes, and he would thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's a Shomer Torah mitzvahs, and he would take off his Shabbos clothes. Every morning, he would go into his room, put on his Shabbos clothes on, take it to Hillel, say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm so happy that I could zeicher to mekayem mitzvahs, that I'm Shomer Torah mitzvahs. He would say a bit of Tehillim, and he would take off his Shabbos clothes. So Shomer Maaseh, Tayreid, but I was nispoil. He felt, with the Shabbos clothes, he could say it. He felt his Shabbos clothes, like a person goes to a wedding with a Shabbos clothes, oh, I'm with my Shabbos clothes. I'm with my choshev clothes of Shabbos. If a person will give a chashivas, you know how much schar he will get for Shabbos clothes? He has a nice shirt. Better I'll keep it for Shabbos. I'm about to go for the wedding, I could wear it for that Shabbos. Shammai, every food prepared for Shabbos. That's the chetimtze. It's better. I could do it. I could do the cleaning before Shabbos. It's the helshte zach. This is the achone. The second thing is, the Gemara says, Yoishev u'metzape la'Shabbos. The second, the aleph base, if kabbalah Shabbos is, boyu v'neitze likra Shabbos malkese. I'm saying, at least now in these weeks, that we're working on Shabbos together. So I'm saying the first thing for this week is the big day Shabbos. To feel I'm wearing Godim Lekovet Shabbos. And in Shabbos, remember, I need these clothes. I want to be with the kosher clothes of Shabbos. And everyone lefim adrigosoy, maybe. The second thing is not to run into Shabbos. To prepare yourself for Shabbos. I would say 20 minutes before Lech Benchen. To be ready, not to do a melach. Not to make Kabbalah Kedusha Shabbos. This is Shabbos, you have to go for Mincha. But not to do a melach for 20 minutes before Shabbos. The Gemara says that this is what our Meroim did. The Misasa, the Yoshe, the Oimer, Boyu, the Neitze, Likra, Shabbos, Malkasa. The person doesn't know the difference. If jumping in for Shabbos, going in, jumping into Shabbos, without preparing, of preparing to get ready for Shabbos. Person is a koyach, a achone for Shabbos. I'll tell you, somebody said I didn't say ready for a while. I tried to mekabel Shabbos early. I think it's the aleph base. It changes the whole Shabbos. You sit 20 minutes when the whole world is mamish like Sofik Michal Shabbos, yeah? And you know you're sitting in this medrash, you're ready. You ready for Shabbos? I was in America for 3 weeks. And I had to come back. My wife told me already, 3 weeks you're away. You have to come back. So I scheduled my flight to come back. Yom Chamishi, before Shabbos. Come back. So I'm a Kohen. So while I'm a Kohen, if I leave, I can't leave from JFK because they take Maisim in the plane. It's also a love. So the only way the Kohen could come to Eretz Yisrael is one flight from Newark in the afternoon. The Lord promised that then they don't take Macy. And even without the promise, in that area is not so much Yidden, yeah? In that city. So Bemele, there's not so much Koyhan Masim in the planes. I come to the airport, it was 2:30 was the flight, scheduled to arrive in Tel Aviv Ben Gurion, 6 o'clock in the morning. I come to the airport, I see garnished. Back and forth, we have a delay, and 2 hours delay. I make a cheshbon, instead of 6 o'clock, I arrive 8 o'clock Friday. No, lamaise 8 o'clock, it's beseder. I said, it's a how it goes. Slices one little piece of the salami, beseder. 8 o'clock also, it's not 8 o'clock, Shabbos is like 5:36, beseder. I wait a couple of minutes, they say, we're really sorry, it's another delay. Another 2 hours, 10 o'clock, beseder, far chatzois, lamaise. It's not like I planned it, I'm stuck. I'm waiting a couple of minutes. We're really sorry, it's mamish, we're working on it, there'll be another delay. When? Another 3 hours. Shemnocha tzois. Maisa Mishnebura says, I'm Afrik Leretz Yisrael, you're allowed to go, you're allowed to come. And Maisa, I had with me chalas and wine, you ate the shit for the Bira Aloche. So Maisa is 5 hours before Shabbos, and my wife Shlombai, so Eichel is an Indian. So I was saying, you know, and I say, Nocha slice, they eat a whole. Then they come up. We're really sorry, delayed, not an hour, 2 o'clock, Lamaise, 4 hours, I could get in the house. You know, I would never do such a thing, but Lamaise, really, I checked in my luggage, and I tell him, and it's all, okay, you know, 2 o'clock, Brazil, you know. And then they say, oh, they call, someone comes out, we see everyone is leaving the plane, they call everyone over, and they say, listen, we found the problem. It's Epis, they bring over a piece from JFK to fix the plane, now it's final, we're leaving 1 o'clock by night. Yom Chamishi, 1 o'clock by night. We made the cheshbon, I went the computer there, arriving Tel Aviv Ben Gurion, 5:30 Erev Shabbos. So Shabbos was 6 maybe. The kids were so I knew I can't. So finished. So I decided I'm not going, it's not shy. The kids upset, I'm starting to move away. Comes over to me, it's a lady, she says, I can ask you a shayla. I said, yes. You're allowed to go with the plane? I said, Shema Shabbos? Yeah. I said, Kashrus? Yeah. I said, so you're not allowed to take the plane, but the plane become a little bit delayed. You'll be Michal Shabbos, what? She said, no, I'm not asking. My husband told me to come to ask the Shaila. I'm here with a group from Birthright. I have 50 kids, not from at all. And it's the first time they're going to Eretz Yisrael. If we cancel this thing, there will never be an Eretz Yisrael, and there will never. So, the Mele, the Maise, it's before Shabbos, and Elal promised us that they'll keep us in a hotel in the building. I never found that hotel till today. But Elal told me there's a building, there's a hotel in the building in the airport, and they could stay in that hotel. So the Mele, the Shaila is, these kids never kept Shabbos. If we cancel this flight, and they go back, Birthright will never give us, because we kept Shabbos, Birthright will not give us another flight. So the Mele, these kids will not come up Shem Shabbos. So it's mamish chomul dikashayla. Taking the achrayas, my husband told me to ask you. I said, call over all the kids. Kids are calling over all the kids. Kids, 20, 25. And the kids are amaisa, I told them that as a choshev erov, Rabelski. From the OU, I told them, like a circle, another half a circle. I told them, listen, if all of you vote to ask him, I will find him, I will call him up, but only if you promise to keep what he says. Follow. So we made a vote, everyone, I think 98% voted Belsky. And the kids were amazed. I called him up, he was in the mountains, he was giving it to me. It was middle of the night, almost 11 o'clock already. Everyone voted for him, back and forth. He said, Bishumpani Vaif, you're not allowed to take this flight. So, not allowed to take the flight. The kids were amazed, we're not taking the flight. The pilot comes out and says, you know, if you, I'm telling you, I'll get there before Shabbos. I will fly quicker, he says. I'm telling you, if you don't come on the flight, I will organize that Elal will not give you back the tickets. And I told the kids, don't go. You know, I was standing from one side. The airport was empty already. All the fryers are already in. All Mila Hashem Elai left already. And, you know, I'm with this group, and we're having an argument. Kids are amazed. The kids come over to me and say, listen, Rabbi, we know what will happen. The plane will leave. You will go to Lakewood, Borough Park. You know, we came from Miami, Moyaco, all these places, and, you know, we don't know where to go to. If you're promising us to stay with us the whole Shabbos, here we stay. If not, we're going on a plane. I told him, I'm here the whole Shabbos with you. I'm not going away, I will stay in the airport the whole Shabbos. The guy comes over again, you know, because of you now, he says, I will have to pick up all the luggage, you will cause that the plane will really come after Shabbos. I told him, Aliteo le Rosh HaDiyamus, it's not a problem. The kids, he got so angry, he ran to the plane, closed the door, and pulled off with the plane. The airport became empty, dosidos, garnished. And, you know, we were left, mamish, you know, with our clothes. Mamish, vizil. Not all the luggage, everything the plane took. Kids, to make the story short, I didn't realize it's very late a bit. They put us in, I want to come to the point of Tesa Shabbos. They put us in a hotel there in Newark. It's called Ramada Inn. Mishnah Zayv in Ramada here. Yeah? It's a place. Kids were there, everyone got rooms. The Rav Vilal got involved, I'm not getting into all the details. I get up in the morning and I see I can't open my eyes. I didn't think, you know, these people were not Shem with Teyo Mitzvahs. 50, you know, kids, not Shem with Teyo Mitzvahs. Shinaganza Nach Shin Deitzor. It was not for me to stay there. I called my Rebbe, Shmir Shabbos Kirchos, and I told him, I promised them to stay, but I didn't promise to do Aveiros. He told me, you're not leaving the place. You're staying there till after Shabbos. I said, okay, if I have to stay till after Shabbos, I'll do the best. So I called someone, and I told him, please tell your wife to cook Shabbos and to come book yourself rooms and stay with me in the hotel. I called another guy, if you could get me 10 bochum from Lakewood for a minyan. But I said, with one condition, no kiruv. No one is taught, the bochum, they dive in and go back to the rooms. If someone does kiruv, he has to leave the hotel in the middle of Shabbos. No. I go on the car, I was like, the kids are, I go over to the manager, and I tell him, you know, I'm the rabbi of the group, and we have to do a Shabbos. You know, we got from Elal kosher food, you know, packages, like, for the kids. I need a dining room, and I need a bis medrash. I want to kasher the ovens. One oven let me the kasher, let me have a separate dining room, and I need a shul for David. Calls his workers, you know. That being a man, bring a sefer with him. Kids, but the problem was where to put the sefer Torah, because you can't lock the doors. All these doors, they have cards. So you can't lock them when you leave the door, because if you leave the door, you can't come in. If you leave the sefer Torah, someone can steal the sefer Torah. Someone can steal the sefer Torah. So I went over to him, and I told him, it was Mr. Pakel, his name was, from Italy. I tell you, everyone there was Schwarz. He was the only vice mensch. The only vice mensch, the manager of the place. I was a pachad, the whole place there. I go into the room, I tell him, listen, we have here the real Bible. You know what? The Ben Shalom gave us. We don't have a place to put it. So I tell him, it's also very expensive, and it's also very holy by us. I want it to be in your office on the table the whole Shabbos. He says, no problem. He says, 1 minute, you know, he calls his workers to bring tablecloths, flowers, you know. I felt modest, like, you know, the Tere goes back to Sina, you know. I'm about to leave the room. He gives me like a tap. And he tells me, Rabbi, I could ask you a favor. When no one is around, I'm allowed to peek inside. I want to see what it is. Because you know, I'm leaving the sefer Torah by a goy. Now I'll tell him yes, I'll tell him no, he will do it anyways, yes. I told him, I'll tell you, you're so nice to us. He loves the kasher, the ovens, he did everything. I have to tell you, our religion doesn't let no one to touch it. But because you're so nice, I want to tell you a secret, but don't tell it to no one. Sometimes when you open it without permission, it buzzes very strong. For that minute, he didn't know how close you're not allowed to go. When he would leave the room, he would leave on the side, you know. Maybe it will buzz. You know, see, I want to come to the point. Lel Shabbos, and this is what I really want to come. Lel Shabbos, everyone comes to the room, we have Kabbalah Shabbos. So I got up to speak to the kids before Shabbos. And I told them, I want to tell you a vote. I heard that vote 2 days before. We say, Likra Shabbos Lechu V'Neilcho. What is Likra Shabbos Lechu V'Neilcho? Said, Shabbos comes, it's three kinds of people. When you come to visit a person, it's three options. Sometimes you come to visit someone. How do you know if you're welcome or you're not welcome? You go to visit someone, how do you know if you're welcome or you're not welcome? If you come, and someone is waiting for you outside, you know you're very welcome. If you come and no one is waiting outside, if you come and the door is locked, not welcome. Shabbos comes. Sometimes the door is locked. I said, like all of you last week, where you were, Chveis playing game. Shabbos, the door is locked. She knows she's not welcome. Sometimes Shabbos mesupa, like these people that jump out the shower at the last minute. Yeah, Shabbos is not sure if she's welcome or not. But if someone sits and waits as mitzapeh le Shabbos, so Shabbos comes, she feels someone was waiting for me. Shabbos feels welcome. I said, you never had this echatimtz in your life. To tell Shabbos how much you love her. Not an hour and not two. Not four and not six. And not even 12. 24 hours before Shabbos. You gave up on a plane ticket. We don't know if we'll get it yet. You gave up for what? For telling Shabbos, we love you, Shabbos. You know how touched Shabbos feels? You know how close Shabbos feels to you? Maybe this Shabbos, that Shabbos feels so close, you will try to keep the rules of Shabbos. We'll try to keep together the rules of Shabbos. We'll try together to keep the rules. So I'll tell you shortly the rules. And we'll keep Shabbos together. I went to, you know, very big tzara. I told you, you know, we're not allowed to use the elevators. Because Shabbos, they open for us all the emergency doors. I told him, you know, we have two in the front, two in the back. Everything else beside us, I felt like lavish. I said, if someone is stuck, the door is locked, you go to the goy knows what to do. You're not allowed to carry outside the building. We made all of the halachas. From that minute, everyone was Shema Shabbos there. Everyone. So vayt, 2 o'clock by night, I woke up. And I felt achrayus, you know, such little kids, and no one closed the doors when they left. Who knows, you know, what was waiting for them? So I decided, you know, I will go around the building to check all the rooms if everyone is okay. I woke up 2 o'clock. I was mamish bepachat, you know, Grace had mentioned all, you know, mamish pachat. And I'm, you know, I'm walking, I'm going to the steps, it's emergency steps, and I'm starting to go down the steps, and I hear someone is starting to go up the steps also. I said, Rabbeinu Shalom, you know, if I die in these emergency steps, no one will find me. Rabbeinu Shalom, you know, the whole thing that I did it, it's mamash lichvoitcho, because I like Shabbos, I stated that people will keep Shabbos. Rabbeinu Shalom, you know, and I start to walk slow, and I hear that person also start to walk slow. I walk slow, he's also walking slow. I never had such a pachad in my life. I come to the middle of the steps and I meet two kids from this group, 18 years old, shivering like me, yeah? Holding hands to each other and says, Rabbi, it's the first time in our life that we're keeping Shabbos. The story is long, but I want to come out of the tamsis. After Shabbos, I left, I especially didn't leave numbers, I didn't want, you know, these people have kiruv, I have to learn, it's not my job. After 2 years, I bumped into one of the people. 98% of these kids came to Eretz Yisrael the week after it was organized, stayed, and all of them are frum kids because they kept the Shabbos. A Shabbos could change a life of a person. A person has to know Shabbos comes, if she feels you waiting, Shabbos feels different. So the first avodah will start with this Shabbos. Is the achonis, the shower lekovet Shabbos, to get dressed lekovet Shabbos, and to be ready at least 20 minutes before the lech benching. If we'll start this feeling, Be'ez Hashem, next week, we'll start, ich ben ein zach, that the vinyl will start 6:40 instead of 6:30, because Andre Gitaina that it disturbs Sedel Sheni, and it causes bitul teire, so the vinyl will leave them in 6:40. But every week it'll be 6:40.